I was enjoying what y'all were talking about. I was wondering why they were flying.
I mean, how many people does it take to get killed? What does the situation have to be? Is it just a call that he makes? Because I was always under the impression, being in the military, that you can say if 13 people get killed at a theater, it's terrible, it's tragic, it's horrible, nothing could be worse, and you can build flower monuments and all that. But you were never to raise the flag at half-staff unless it was a soldier or somebody served the government.
Right.
And I don't know what the answer to that is, and hopefully we'll find out today. We're also talking today about one of your favorite topics, which kind of ties in the flag, War Memorial Stadium, the grand old lady.
That's right.
How many years old is she now?
Well, let's see. It was in 1948, so 64.
55? No, 65.
65.
64, something like that.
Yeah.
And we've asked people to call in with their most treasured moments of War Memorial Stadium. And most of mine occur probably between 70 and 1999, because after that we lost some of the crucial games. Some of the we'd have at one time, you'd play four in Little Rock 1 year, three in Fayetteville,
and the next year three and four.
Things seemed to get along quite smoothly then, didn't they, Mister?
That's right.
And I go back to my earliest one would be 1960. I remember some 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but the one that really stood out in my mind was 69. They painted the end zone on Thanksgiving Day. So it was because it was on national TV. It was before the big shootout, and they played Texas Tech. They painted the stadium green, and it just all ran together. They didn't do a very good job. Then in 71, when they beat Texas like a dog. Then in 79, the immortal Teddy Barnes in 75. Yeah. 79 when they beat Texas, so Gary Anderson was a big star, and Al Michaels was just getting started and did the play-by-play. And then in his career, there were two or three, David Basil's career, there was two or three games. Then the big Houston shootout we had. There were various A&M games there.
Right.
That were crucial.
Crucial.
And then that Kentucky game we mentioned a while ago, the miracle on Markham. There's a ton of great memories.
South Carolina game, where we blocked the
blocked field goal.
Field goal.
Yeah.
Right.
I would venture to say that if a Razorback fan, true and true, put down his top 10 memories of Razorback home games, there would be more at War Memorial than there would be at Fayetteville.
Yes. Well, and, they didn't have lighting up in the Fayetteville until.
That's hard to believe that even when I was playing, that was the case. Yeah. I mean, that is hard to believe that I forget that myself. We didn't have night games in Fayetteville in the 80s. How crazy is that? I mean, that's almost bizarre.
Yep. Hey, RJ.
What's up, Tommy?
Is that stuff under bits or beds?
Do what now?
Is that stuff the plays under bits or beds?
Bits.
All right. And you put UA versus?
AR versus.
Okay. All the rest of them were UA.
Tommy, while you were looking, we had David Carlton on last week, and we were trying to find that darn 2-point conversion, the 35-yarder, which was another part of the end of the miracle on Mark. Never could find it in there, but I don't know if Akron thought we had it, but we never could find it in there.
That was against
three huge plays at the end of that game. You had the or four Talley's long run, then you had Richard Smith long pass. Then you had the pass to Birmingham, and then the long 35-yard.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about the run that what's his name.
Oh, Talley was it was huge.
That's what set it all up.
Yeah. But to this day, when you ask people to give you your top three memories of War Memorial Stadium, that doesn't automatically come to mind, and why that is, I don't know. It just doesn't. But there were several key LSU games there, and there are going to be a couple a real key game there this year with Ole Miss, which at one time, before I was a football fan, late 50s, right up to about the end of the Vaught era, that was an ongoing out-of-conference rival, Arkansas, and to include the immortal Tommy Bell bad field goal. Did that take place in Little Rock or Memphis?
No, it took place in Little Rock. Tommy Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who Tommy Bell is, Basil?
No.
And you call yourself a Razorback fan.
Tommy Bell, I do not.
He was a referee.
And there were a lot of people.
And he went on to the NFL, didn't he?
Yes, he went on in, yeah. And a lot of people, said that they saw that. I mean, there's more people saw that field goal that was a BS.
That actually, that were there.
I think, you know, the Ole Miss game could be a great annual game down here, obviously, depending on what happens, just because of the tradition. And we like to think our tailgating, you know, rivals the Grove, which doesn't have the obviously the history and the reputation of the Grove, but you know, if you're in numbers wise, I think we'd like to show those Ole Miss fans, hey, this is how we do it down here in Little Rock too.
Yeah,
but we need to sell some tickets.
Yes, we got our tickets in, and we need to sell the tickets because you know, the university, our contract is up in 2016 with the university. And if we come in here this year and do not have a sellout, they're going to use that against us when we start talking contracts.
And it's not a sellout, and they are noticing right?
That's right.
I think it'd be fair to say.
We've got our tickets, and they will go on sale in the morning at 9 o'clock, 9 to 3. And we have also ULM's and also Ole Miss tickets.
Now, this is where people can actually come by the stadium. Now, before, you've had to order through ArkansasRazorbacks.com.
Right.
So for you old school guys that, and folks who don't want to go on the internet route, you come by to the ticket window like the old school days and buy your tickets.
That's right. And Danny Joe will be the one selling the tickets, so let's keep you busy.
I'm glad to see you brought him with you.
Come on, guys. I will be there manning the window.
Well, this is an important role for you, Danny Joe.
It's big time. Hey, it's big time. They don't put a jackass in front of this one. We got to sell the tickets, so it's over. It's over. Next year, no Ole Miss. We're bringing Pat Benatar.
So let's keep him busy.
Yeah, do that. Do that. And
keep
for everybody
that
drops. That's right. And please, my car will be parked right by the window.
I do notice your car, Danny Joe, is the only car.
Yeah, of course.
Charlie's been there for how many years? 30 years or something?
26 years.
26 years. Charlie's car's not parked right
Charlie,
next to the
Charlie, you want to make it 27?
What? I hope I do.
Just watch it. That's watch it. So and don't forget my clothes.
Did you have to get permission to say, hey, I'm going to start parking the closest?
First of all, let it be known that the governor, Mike Beebe, was the one that got me the gig, so I don't answer to nobody except him.
And he doesn't, you know, Nancy doesn't want anybody parking outside her windows, but Danny Joe gets to.
It's amazing.
So I don't know.
The power within.
And I back it in.
Well, he has a tremendous amount of power for no apparent reason. That's
But
I command it.
You could actually see Danny Joe when you go by and say, is Danny Joe here? And can he sell us the tickets? Although you have other staff that's really going to be instrumental in selling
the
tickets.
Jerry,
Danny Joe
isn't
going to really be selling.
Danny Joe is at the window.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Of course, I won't be standing right at the window because it can't cover my entire head, so I'll be backed away from it.
And every ticket sold, Tommy, there will be a review of Batman, I think, or whatever movie of the week.
Yeah, you got movie
I got a bunch of visors I'm going to give everybody.
I heard about that. I think this is from War Memorial. I'm not sure.
Casey Dick under center. He will take the snap and hand to Darren McFadden, breaks it up the middle. McFadden, big play. He's going to go. Darren McFadden is going to take it all the way. 80 yards for the touchdown. Darren McFadden and Arkansas strikes just.
Now, I want everyone to listen closely and see if something just doesn't reach out and grab you when I play this.
Casey Dick under center. He will take the snap and hand to Darren McFadden. Breaks it up the middle. McFadden, big play. He's going to go. Darren McFadden is going to take it all the way. 80 yards for the touchdown. Darren McFadden and Arkansas strikes just that quickly.
Wow.
Darren McFadden.
Do you hear the crowd in that?
That's your. Yeah. I think it's one of the greatest. Just the atmosphere at that point. Looked like the game was over. They held us down. Looked like no way we could go 80 yards with the time on the clock. And I'm telling you, the place exploded. It was so loud because we couldn't believe it. We had done it. And then the role reversal in emotion when the next kickoff, that little bitty guy.
What was his name? Because he ran
80 yards.
He ran a kickoff the other day.
No!
In an exhibition game.
No!
Yeah. Just took and then the following kickoff, Felix took
almost
it back.
Almost takes it all the way back, too. Yep. What a series of events it was.
I just ask you guys to call in today. Think about the grand old lady. Look, I've been going to games there, so you can say what you want to about me, but I do not want to lose all the games to Fayetteville. I'll tell it like it is. And there's politics that goes on here. And if they look down here and they see 1,000 seats aren't sold, or they see 500 seats aren't sold, or 2,000, That's a chip that they could play. They could play that. And the politics of dancing will come into play, and they'll play that card. You fill up every seat, they can't use that card. They can't use that chip. They ain't got that chip. You know who's got the chip then? We got the chip. The retailers got the chip. The party people got the chip. Everybody in Little Rock stands to gain millions of dollars by the loss of – lose by the loss of millions of dollars if this game's not played. Whereas, on the other hand, the city – not just Razorback War Memorial Stadium and the football program and all that, but the city stands to gain millions of dollars over right. a football game.
Very well said, yes. And we need to get out and
would you say that again?
Very well said.
See, Karen, I can still do it. But it's true.
That's right.
It's got a trickle, it's got a trickle down effect.
That's right.
And
the stadium has never looked better as far as I'm concerned.
No. And it's not the I can remember 1970. It was the Cadillac.
Let me ask this real quick, too. Well, I bet you, Tommy, I don't think you were here when we brought this up. Maybe it all runs together. LSU and Alabama are confirmed sellouts at this point in Fayetteville, correct?
Right. Yes, sir.
Are there any other games sold out in Fayetteville that you're aware of besides those two?
Well, I don't know because, you know, I don't know if the package deal, you know, they have sold out their package deal.
So we don't know if they have 10,000 available seats for all their games, too. We don't know that.
No, we don't. I don't.
What do we present?
15 seconds to go. 31-19. Arkansas huddled up at the 5-yard line. McFadden will take the snap. 5:05 to play. 31-19. Arkansas trying to fight back. The hand to Felix Jones. Jones around the right side. He's going to score. Touchdown, Arkansas.
The crowd to me, it's just a down on you or whatever. It just seems louder than it does fade.
Well, the crowd is right there with
you. Yeah, it's kind of like Barnhill used to be.
That's right. That's right.
Right down on top of you. Yeah. Whereas Bud Walton's a nice place, but you don't get that same sense of people right in your ear hole. And
the coaches that David had last year at the Touchdown Club, a couple of them said that it's the loudest place to play
for a 55.
They talked to Jack. Bo Mattingly talked to Jackie Sherrill, and he was asking him something about Fayetteville. He goes, "Forget Fayetteville."
Yep.
He goes, "I'd much rather play a game in Fayetteville than Little Rock. I hated going to
Jackie
Little Rock."
Jackie Sherrill, Gene Stallings, and who was the other guy?
I can't remember all the ones who all said. Just again, because of the uniqueness of the way that the fans are right on top of you,
what it is makes for a.
Yeah, Mike Leach definitely said that,
well,
too.
Coach Holtz, when he was in South Carolina, he hated to come. He didn't like to come to Little Rock. So.
Yeah, and I think the fans give him a little more special treatment because they don't get to see him all the time, the people from down in Stuttgart and El Dorado and Texarkana.
But, you know, again, we're back to the point that we were talking yesterday, is that who is not coming to these games that used to come to – You know, what is the demographic? What are the reasons? Are you thinking television coverage, the saturation of it, how easy it is, the economy, the price of the tickets, all of those combined, or what?
Well, I believe it's a combination of things. But I used to, you know, all the motels and hotels, you go back and look at some of the old pictures, and you won't see the parking lot full. It will be full of buses.
Yeah.
Where they would bring a bus from the Wyndham, like in North Little Rock, or over from Pine Bluff Country Club. I think Kevin has said one time he was rode the bus from Pine Bluff. They would bring in bus loads of people.
Oh, wow. Could it be the age of those, you know, 55 and over who maybe used to go to the games, aren't going in the kids today,
right,
or not? They'd rather watch it on their phone or.
I think it's the opposite. I think kids have access to 9 football games, video
saying.
Games, and all this
yeah,
other
they're not
stuff.
Going,
and they're like, I'm not going to go down there.
And in the older generations, the ones who used to go all the time, just aren't as.
Well, not as active.
We have
not
a chair. Because we have a chair now. We will stay there.
I know.
And the people, like I said yesterday, the people in Texarkana don't have to travel up to Little Rock anymore because they can watch every game. But there was only a couple on.
But as we mentioned yesterday, everybody's dealing with that besides us.
Well, I agree.
And I got into a heated, we had that live in for life, a heated argument with my, I would love to do a point counterpoint show with Acree every day, 60 seconds a topic every day. And we got into the argument. I said, look, if we can't sell out War Memorial Stadiums, we can't call ourselves true sports fans. We can barely call ourselves Razorback fans. If we can't sell, well, he started arguing that Little Rock had this and that and that and the population base. I said, they never had that problem before, and there was less people living here.
Let me ask you this real quick.
And Knoxville, Tennessee, there's no metropolitan area around Knoxville, Tennessee.
Right. Two thoughts here. If all the games were to move to Fayetteville, do you think they'd all sell out, or do you think they had the same issue we're having here with some of the games?
If what?
If all the games were moved to Fayetteville.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so. And the other is, if the LSU game was down here, would it be sold out by now?
By now? I still think a lot of people
What's the history on that?
Well, David, I think it would have, because there's no turn back. See, that's where we get a lot of our tickets for Little Rock.
Are these all turnbacks? Are these turnbacks now that we have available?
Some of them are. Some of them are turnbacks from UL.
You already got them all already?
Yes. We've got them
from Ole Miss?
Even Ole Miss, and they will be
Wow, really?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll be on sale tomorrow, not today.
Tomorrow.
Wednesday. Yes.
And in Acree's defense, and you've mentioned this, and I am defending you, Acree, there was that $25
Seat charge.
I think they kind of took it personal, first of all.
Right.
They're like, we're paying how much to do what, and now we got to pay $25 more, and I don't know what that was about, don't care. It's not there anymore.
Let me ask you a scale of economy here. If you buy four tickets for your family, wife and two kids, you're talking about $280, is that right?
$220.
Yep.
$240 for four tickets.
$240, is that what it is?
Yeah, $120 for $260 a piece.
Okay, so
$55 a piece.
Oh, $55.
$55.
Okay.
So you're talking, is that in this day and age, or is that line of where, wow, that's a lot to for my family? Is that something that's a large amount?
Well,
I'm just asking.
That's a lot of money.
Is
that
a lot of money?
You take that money right now and you go buy school supplies. That's a lot of money. You could use that.
I'm just asking. It related to it was 20 years ago. It's a lot more than it was 20 years ago.
This way, they'll pay $120 to go see Miley Cyrus.
And again, this is $240. This is
that. Well, Miley Cyrus was more than that.
Well, that I'm asking.
That's a good chunk of change to me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, how many are you going to be like?
Well,
Roger,
I don't know how you're going to use that excuse.
And
to
I make
sell
a ton of money.
A Teeny Bopper concert.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. Well,
yes, it's because tickets used to be $10, $15.
That's what I'm saying. Back in the day, did anybody talk about price back in the day?
But a gallon of gas was $1.
That's right. Yeah.
I think people did talk about it when it was $25 a ticket. Then it went up to $35. I think people looked at Jiminy Christmas. What are we doing? You know?
Yeah. I mean, when was what have been the price increases over? You know, back when I played the '80s, what was the ticket back then, you think, Charlie?
I think about $25 then.
So you doubled the price
in the last
20
decade.
Years.
I bet it's doubled.
And is that fair? In the last, is that too steep? Is it
I mean, everything else has gone up.
Right, sure.
I'm just
throwing it out.
Well, that's what pays for the seats.
And that's what it costs at Knoxville. That's what it cost at Lincoln. So I find that
I'm just asking.
And let me tell you something. Mississippi's damn near as poor as we are.
True.
And they support three schools time.
And I wonder if they're sold out. I wonder if they're
Well, they're so poor though. A lot more people are.
They got Southern Miss. They got Ole Miss. They got Mississippi State. They got
Here's the amazing thing, guys. There will be 20,000 people outside the state that are not going to the game.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? I mean, is that a sign in itself to say, well, they're going, but they don't want to go in and watch the game. They don't want to pay.
Most of them have satellite and sitting out there watching the game.
Yep.
So that's
it's an entertainment choice.
That's right.
Are there businesses and corporate corporate places that could buy lots of tickets and then give them to schools?
It's been done before.
But
you don't want to do that, though.
You don't?
You'd like to be able to have your fans.
It's the same reason that we allow USLM and them to come in here so they can use that attendance to go on their record.
If we didn't have tailgating, do you think it would help? If there was no place to tailgate, people would be more involved about wanting to go in the game?
No, I think they'd be less involved.
I think that helps. I think tailgating helps.
You get all those people not going to the game, though. Right. They got more people out tailgating than going to see the game.
The number of people that go to a tailgate party, more more of them go to the game than don't go to the game.
But there's still a large body of people. I'm telling you, there's 10,000 people out there that aren't going to games.
That's right. There's 4,000 that couldn't tell you the starting quarterback. They just know there's a party there.
Right, and, yeah.
It's like an Occupy Little Rock rally.
Yeah, it's like, and those folks just aren't interested in spending the money. They'd rather just sit there and party.
Well, they can sit there and party, get drunk, and not get thrown out of the game.
And watch the game.
Watch the game.
Let's get Keith Stokes in real quick. Hey, Keith, congratulations on your media coverage.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Hey, y'all were talking what I was going to say. I guess we see a kind of a different aspect because of our setup. You know, we get there before the game. We sit outside the stadium. And then we usually head on home about halfway through the first quarter before the start of the second quarter. And that's what I was going to say is what just amazes me is how many people, once the game's going, it seems like to me there's still as many people outside as there are inside.
I'll tell you this, the same way it was like that in Green Bay. There were still as many people outside as there was inside. Of course, they can't get tickets.
Well, that's right. They have tailgates outside.
Yeah, because they can't get in.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know we need to fill out the stadium, and there's no reason that stadium should ever have one empty seat because of the love of the Razorbacks and everything in that situation. But there are a lot of folks who just, I think, go just for the party and just want to sit outside, and they have their TV set up, and it's like, hey, I went to the game. Well, really? Well, I sit outside the stadium and watched it on TV.
You're right.
Ole Miss tickets are $65. 1979 Texas game ticket was $850. Some said they won't let me smoke in the stadium.
And they won't let you drink either, but by God, I know they do.
Well, the bad part about the smoking is they don't let you go out and come back in. That's the worst part. But then I'm a smoker and I'm biased.
Well, now, the ULM tickets are $55. The conference games are $10 more.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Keith, I appreciate your call. Congratulations again, and I never, ever want to go out with you and shoot a skunk again in my life.
Well, anytime, just come on down.
But I tell you, I didn't even get the words out of my mouth. I think that if you see a skunk in the daytime, it's a bam, bam, bam. You're a good guy, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we've got to take a break. Be back in a moment. We'll take your calls at 433-1037. What's the deal?
Yeah, I've been listening. That's why I'm calling in.
Come on.
I want to tell you a couple things. You guys that know me on there know that I don't smoke, never have. But I'd like somebody to tell me why those people can't go outside. I mean, I got a lot of friends that smoke, and if you're not going to let them smoke in 2 or 3 hours, they're not going to come to the game. So you're just eliminating whatever percentage of smokers there are, 10%, 20%, because there's no reason not to let them out. I guess the reason is they're afraid they'll go outside and drink a beer or something. But I don't. That needs to be discussed. Why will you not let them out and back in? They always did that. And so now, you know, it's tightened up the rules. So those people just don't come in the stadium. The second thing is, why don't they sell beer in a stadium? And somebody said, well, that's against the NCAA rules. Well, I can tell you it's not against the rules because in Las Vegas, I've been to the games there, and they have complete open bars at college games. So... and upstairs in the boxes that I sit in, they serve mixed drinks at War Memorial Stadium. So as you guys know, when you go to a pro game, you can go downstairs and buy beer.
I'm pretty sure you go to a ULR basketball game, you buy beer.
Beer, that's right.
You can buy beer in a private room.
Yeah.
You can buy beer, you buy drinks in the private room. That's right.
You can buy beer at the game itself. And I don't know if that has to do with on-site campus, off-site campus. I don't know what the rule is.
And the third thing is television. So if you like to smoke and you like to drink a beer or either one, why wouldn't you just put your feet up and turn on the television? I mean, these are the reasons people are not coming to the game.
But I think there are probably 10 reasons that hold water that adds up to one big problem.
Yeah, well, we're not trying to get the fans in there. We football is in 1980s and 70s. You couldn't flip on the television and sit there and watch it free. You couldn't watch. Now you can watch every game, as y'all talked about. And the people that want to smoke and want to drink beer, they just stay outside. So that's what those people are doing out there.
Frank, why are they able to get away with this in Knoxville? Do they sell beer at Knoxville? I don't know.
I've never been in that stadium.
I don't know, but they pack 100-something thousand.
But as you well know, at every pro game, they sell beer. They don't have any trouble in those stadiums.
I know of three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a Cowboy Stadium with the opening there, you can walk outside and smoke your cigarette. Now, Frank, when we went to a Fayetteville game, he bought me a smoking ticket. I was able to go.
I bought you an extra ticket because they told you once you went out, that's you right. could never come back.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's exactly right. He gave me, he bought me an extra ticket so I could so go I out and smoke, you know, and come back.
That's the only way you got back in.
That's exactly right.
Well, you know, when they put in the no re-entry rule, I mean, you know, you can't go out and then come back in. So, I mean, that's what y'all were talking about.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
That's right.
Yeah, well, what is the reason for that?
I don't know. This is handed down to us from
Might
the university.
Might be security.
Yep.
I, you know, Frank, security is so crazy. Did you guys see last night on the news the guy that hopped the fence, walked across two tarmacs?
Was he a SEAL? Did somebody say he was
He was out. No, he was out on his jet ski, and he ran out of gas.
Yeah.
He jumps in the ocean. He goes up to the airport. Climbs the
goes
fence.
Goes into the terminal.
Goes into the terminal.
Nobody sees
and, the guy, punctuates the story by going, and you're still having to take your shoes off to get on the
airplane. That's a great point.
Yeah. And they only had a $100 million security system.
Yeah. I saw that.
Somebody overpaid. I'll let y'all go.
That's a good point, Frank. Always good talking to you.
Thanks, bye-bye. Frank. Yeah, I mean, that is, I could see, obviously, it's got to be for security reasons and all that, but, I mean, you know, when you go to a Cowboy game, I mean, it's such a big opening, and that's the only one I can relate to, but, you know, just to be able to go out, but you have nuts that might get a ticket from his buddy, and he's got guns, and now he can go in. You just, it's one of those things, but I think Frank holds a valid point with me. I don't drink, but the smoking.
Of course, again, all the other stadiums are dealing with some of those same issues.
Yeah, most of them.
I know,
not,
but we
no
don't
smoking.
Live there.
I know, and we have a smaller number of seats to fill.
Well, here's one for you. Now, here's a guy. He's a regular listener, and he's a blue-collar guy.
Is he tier one?
He is a tier one listener and a tier one fan of the show and the buzz. Two tickets, parking, and food. He'll spend about $300 plus at each Razorback game. He won't buy those tickets until the very last minute because he's a regular blue-collar guy, and he's got to make sure, just like we all do, that the other household things are covered. Now, Grant, you know, I don't make a ton of money, and because I'm tight, you know, but that's true. A lot of people here in Little Rock, they're going to wait to that last minute. I mean, you've got people from Cabot and Jacksonville, Conway, Texarkana, and Pine Bluff, they're all coming up to War Memorial.
But U of A looks at that, Roger, and says, I mean, really, you only have 55,000 seats, so can we not sell that? We only got 72
that
up there.
That, to me, is the rub.
Well, then what about the fans up there in Fayetteville? Why don't they travel?
Well,
why do we have to travel?
The onus is not on them.
I know it's not on.
We're the ones wanting to keep the games down here, and we've got the larger population base. And can we not? Why can't we do those extra 10?
I can actually see 10,000 people in Fayetteville saying, you know, I would. I used to go to the games, but I want all the games up here. So I'm not even going to go to Little Rock. I'll watch it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that happening. My biggest problem is if we're going to be at the bar from Tiger Bait again. Tier one. If you wanted to spend $15-$20, go watch UCA. Go watch ASU. But if you want to see a quote tier one program. Quality football, top notch, best in America football. You got to pay the price, and we only asked for 54,000 people to come. It's not like we're trying to load up 78,000 or something because we couldn't do it. Although we've got a bigger population base than they do up there,
right.
And that's what gets my goat on the whole thing. John, what's up?
Hey, Tommy, how are you this morning?
Good.
All right, man. This is real simple. Mattingly misses the boat on this because as good a guy and as proponent of the Razorbacks, he didn't grow up in this state and be able to see it from the time he was a kid and know what the culture is. You know, Bill tries and tries and tries to get the atmosphere that they have in Little Rock. And
right.
It doesn't matter how much they spend on it, they can't get it. They don't get players going on TV saying, man, we're going to Little Rock. You don't get coaches that you interview and you ask them what was one of the toughest places you played in when you were coaching, and they say Fayetteville. They say Little Rock.
So what's your point?
And Fayetteville can't stand that. They can't stand it because no matter how much money they throw at it, it still is like that. And the reason for that is because you got your wine and cheese crowd in Fayetteville, and you got, just like Roger said, you got people in Fayetteville that go to the game to be seen. They're not so – I'm not saying all of them. But you got a huge demographic that it's a social event, and a lot of those people may or may not even go into the game or leave early, whatever. When you get into the Little Rock crowd, you got a huge group of guys who, you know what, just like Roger said, they had to blow off a bill or they had to not buy something that week or whatever to get to that game, and they want to be there. They want to see their team. They want to see the other people that are into it like they are, and they're there to support them. Now, the flip side of that right now in the present is we're in a poor state with a crappy economy, man, and a lot of people don't have any money. And, you know, so you combine all those things, it's a tough gig. But, you know, there's got to be lots of other things that can be done to help with those things. I'm not saying they need to lower the ticket price, you know, or any of those things. It'd be nice, but that's not reality. I don't think there's a person out there that would have a problem figuring out how to get themselves to the game and pay for it. But what's going on is you're slowly starting to get everything pulled from Little Rock. Already now we don't have a conference game. You know, we do, but it's not the same thing or caliber that we've had. And as long as we don't fill those seats, they've got an argument. So it's a very hard catch-22. Tommy, what happened to the Memorial Brick thing? Did it just not get any response?
We've got some good response from it. Yes, we have. And it's going pretty good.
I heard Tommy do one spot on it, and that's all I've heard.
Tommy's done a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Well, I apologize. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I just didn't catch him.
He did a great job for us on that. And I will say this. I think you're talking about the football game. In Little Rock, it's a football game. It's a football game, and the blue collar people come. That's right. That's right.
I can recall, and thanks for the call. And I think that you probably would be the only one to recall this. I can recall maybe my first couple of years going to Razorback games, and guys wearing coats and ties and hats and fedoras.
And the women had on hats also.
You talk about it. The time, Little Rock was a showcase. We talked about this a while ago. Folks, there were some years up until 1980, 81, maybe even later than that, there would be four games in Little Rock one year, three in Fayetteville. Right. The next year would be four in Fayetteville. The dynamics have changed, and I understand that. We're in a whole different era of football, but just – you know, things change, and maybe this is part of it. I hope not. I certainly hope not.